Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us on Friday the 13th of April. It is.
Some wild shit is going down tonight.
I know, right? Like what, for example? It's all bullshit, right?
Everyone's at Coachella. It's like dead already.
Oh, they are at Coachella
already?
Yeah,
like everybody left yesterday.
So what is it? It's usually like two weekends, isn't it?
Yeah, this weekend and next weekend.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And I see Beyonce is going to be there.
Cardi B, Weeknd.
So that's kind of different because then they used to have more like rock bands and stuff.
Last year, I think it was more rock. This year, right. It's like more hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I like The Weeknd. He's pretty cool. He's got
a nice
voice.
Yeah, his new album is awesome.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's all about his ex-girlfriend, Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's really good. Came out like a month ago. He dropped it right before Coachella on purpose.
God, I'm telling you, all these rock stars get all the best women.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
110%.
Yeah, so what does that say about the women, though?
I don't know. Sometimes you just vibe with them, but other times they're like thirsty for it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how. I always ask my friends that are athletes or rappers or singers, I'm like, how can you like differentiate?
Mm-hmm.
A woman that's using you and someone that actually like truly likes you, and they're like, well, we could tell. I'm like, you probably can.
Yeah,
you honestly probably can.
And maybe they don't care.
Yeah, they probably don't.
Yeah.
Vagina's vagina at the end of the day, I guess.
Exactly. You know, you go in, you make your deposit and you leave, you know.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that. So today we don't have a guest, but we'll have an impromptu guest in a few minutes. Loda, who always fills in for us on Fridays when we don't have somebody, comes in, and she's an amazing woman and always has great things to say. What else was I going to say? I had something on the tip of my tongue and I forgot, but that's okay. Now, the Friday the 13th deal, what is it with that? Do you know?
No.
Right?
It's supposed to be Friday the 13th. There's supposed to be like a full moon and like everyone's on their worst behavior.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, whatever.
It's all bullshit.
I'm not doing anything this weekend.
Yeah.
I slept for 12 hours yesterday.
You did?
I went to bed at 8 and I woke up at 8.
Wow. Wow, you're lucky.
Yeah, but I'm actually like exhausted right now.
Right?
So I'm like, damn
when
it.
When you sleep too much, you get tired.
Yeah. Like I almost work better with like five to six hours.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, it happens to me with my naps too. If I take a 2-hour nap, I can't get up. But if I take like a 45-minute nap or an hour, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, but you know what they say? If you're supposed to sleep a half an hour or an hour and a half, but you shouldn't sleep 45 to an hour.
Okay.
That's when you wake up
and
you're like,
what day
is it?
Well, I rarely sleep that, yeah. I mean, only one day I think I can't really take a nap. But I try to take them because, like I said, you know, I get up tired because I don't sleep very well and stuff. And
right.
It's just shit, you know?
Right.
But could you believe the wind yesterday? I've never seen wind.
I woke
like
up around like
year.
11
uh-huh.
because it was like hitting my window. And I was like, whoa.
I know. This building was fucking shaking like a fucking earthquake.
And everyone's in the desert for Coachella getting blown away by the wind. Sounds like an awesome
time.
Can
you imagine that? Wow.
No, thank
you. That's true.
But it woke me up last night and I like had something to drink and I went back to bed, but it was like really loud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like blown away because I was I couldn't believe what was happening. I got up from my nap, getting ready to leave, and suddenly I realized the power just went out.
Oh.
Came back on right away. I said, oh great, you know. Then again it went out.
Right.
I'm like, fuck, I can't get out of my house now because the garage door is
locked.
So I text my manager. He's like, I told him we're trapped here, we can't get out. He's like, you're not trapped, walk outside the door and get an Uber. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, what an ass.
He's got such a bad attitude. He's always got those kinds of answers.
Okay, yeah, but it's your responsibility to fix the garage, homie.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, man? I'm going to take an Uber. I need to take a long drive now.
Wow.
I need to come back.
That's crazy.
Right. So he's like, yeah, the gate companies are closed now. I'm like, yeah, but you know, they always do emergencies. I know before sometimes the gate just breaks and it won't open.
Right.
So they call somebody and they come and they fix it. You know, it doesn't matter what time. But just lazy fucking people. I can't deal with fucking landlords, man.
Me
They're
neither.
Just like slimy. Like Trump called Comey untruthful slime ball. Okay, and that's a guy. Was that the FBI or the CIA director? I get confused, but which is pretty pathetic that I don't remember. But
I don't even
but
know.
But at any rate, he was fired by Trump, and he wrote a book about Trump being untruthful, untethered to the truth, unethical. So Trump calls him an untruthful slime ball. So
he tweeted that. I'm imagining
that's the kind of fucking politics we have, you know?
Right.
That's what we're dealing with these days.
Did he tweet that?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
He probably just went straight to Twitter. Like, I always picture him like in a bathrobe with a glass of champagne, sitting in the Oval Office, just tweeting, and like having Margaret, bring me some more strawberries, okay? I'm hungry. Like, that's how I picture him being president.
Yeah.
Just like straight chilling.
No, I don't think that happens like that. But
and then when
whatever.
He gets on Air Force One and actually has to handle business, he's probably like, "Fuck, I don't feel like doing this today."
I know. I don't even know why he went through with this. I think
it was just to prove a point to himself, because he's narcissistic.
Well, yeah, but now he's got to deal with
it.
Yeah,
but
know?
He's probably like, can someone please impeach me already? That's probably what he's thinking. He probably wants to be the first president, because Bill Clinton never ended up getting impeached, right?
He was impeached but wasn't fired. So, in other words, you're impeached, but you still don't have to leave the
office.
The office, and that's what happened with Clinton.
Oh,
yeah.
He was a good president.
But I mean, I voted for him twice, you know.
Yeah.
So I was a Democrat back then, but.
Now you're a Republican.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, there's a reason why we don't get to politics on this show, because I'm tired of it. I can't deal with it anymore. The show's about fun. So, talking about fun, we're joined by Loda Hadley. Welcome to the show. Pull the mic towards you a little bit. There you go. How are you, Loda?
I'm great. Thank you.
You get more beautiful every week. How do you do it?
I wish. I'm on her Instagram chat on Instagram line all the time, trying to watch Danny. Like, how'd you do your hair like that?
It takes a lot of work.
I can't wear the clothes though. We're past that age.
That's why I'm trying to get it out of my system. Once I have kids, I know my whole style is gonna have to switch up.
Yeah.
Except my sister has a kid, and she still wears like crop tops.
Oh, she looks cute.
Yeah.
I follow her too.
Yeah.
You guys sometimes look so alike in certain positions, certain angles. Your faces are the same.
Who, me and Gabby?
Yeah.
Because we're twins.
No, I know. But it doesn't always look like you.
No, I know. There's some pictures where we look nothing alike.
Right.
She looks like my older sister.
But I think when you smile, you guys look the same.
We like never smile in pictures, though.
Yeah, I've seen you smile in pictures. Or in video or something.
I smile in videos a lot.
Yeah, in the videos, yeah. Uh-huh. But, Loda, you know what I didn't know, and I was impressed, is to see your video doing CrossFit.
How
long have you been doing CrossFit now?
I was doing it a couple years ago, and I stopped for a while, but I when I started doing CrossFit, they talked me into, because they figured I was strong, to do powerlifting. So I compete. I competed in a competition last weekend. I won national and state record for deadlift for my age category.
Really? Yeah. Well, congratulations, Loda.
Thank you.
So you've been training for a while, huh?
Yeah.
That's very good. I mean, considering you had health problems and all that, I mean, what a comeback, you know?
Oh, thank you.
So it's determination, huh?
Yeah, and to me, and stubbornness, and
right,
tenacity is more. It's a nicer word, but very good. So, and you know, CrossFit is very hard. My son does this, and he describes it to me. I went to watch a couple times, and it's unbelievably hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just couldn't even last 5 minutes. I don't think.
Have you tried it though?
No, but I'm like just not. Like,
I can't even get why people would want to do it.
It's, I guess it's like a feeling of accomplishment almost. I think people do it for like after the fact. They're like, wow, I just kicked ass.
But also, too, in the CrossFit community, which is it's very, like, nurturing, meaning that everybody says you go at your own pace. The only person who you're in competition with is you, and everybody's cheering you on when you do something you've never done before. And it's a much different environment than a gym, where a gym is either the guys are there checking out the girls who are half naked.
Right.
Or guys are standing around, you know, my muscles are bigger than your muscles, this, that, and the other. But there's no camaraderie with a lot of people. But at CrossFit, everybody is like helping somebody learn something that they didn't know how to do, and it's very like family.
And support
oriented.
Each other, right? And right. Stuff, right?
Yeah.
I hate like going to the gym people. And like guys are making the moaning noises when they're working out. I'm like, please shut up.
Well, maybe they need to make those noises, you
like,
know?
But it's so bad.
But if you're
so bad
to me, do you have if you are lifting like heavy weights, like heavy mm-hmm. weights, that's why they're doing it, because they're trying to like get there. They're
yeah.
trying to challenge themselves. I met this wonderful young lady when I was competing. She wasn't competing, she was just a spectator, but she does Ironman. And you have to see this woman. She's beautiful, beautiful.
What's Iron Man?
Iron Man is like you like do these like amazing feats of strength. She was pulling an 8,000-pound car. Was it 30 pounds? 1,000-pound car. She's not some big like sumo wrestler.
Right.
She's a nice-looking, tall African American woman, and she's on a chain pulling this car. She
Are
showed me
sure?
the video, and I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
How did you do that? And she goes, it's a, you know, a cross between adrenaline and strength. But I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. So people do. Damn. Yeah. People do some crazy things, man. I'm telling you.
She'll never get her ass like beat in a parking lot if a guy tried to creep up to her. He's like, do you know that I can lift?
Yeah,
pull a $30,000 car? You're about to get fucked up.
Truly.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
One ninja kick to the face.
So that's very cool. So you do sports regularly now?
When I was in high school, I was a track runner. I did gymnastics. I lifted weights when I started at MGM when I was in my 20s. So I've always been sports oriented. I started playing soccer, adult soccer, just before I was pregnant with my daughter, Sean. So I love sports. I love playing.
Oh,
I played on the
nice.
Warner Brothers softball team. So
yeah.
I love sports.
It's cool when you like it, you know?
Right,
I mean,
right.
When you can't stand it, man, and to go to the gym, it's the worst thing, you know?
I know. I have
but
to go after
so you're
this
very time. Fortunate to like this, to like something that's good for you, you
mm-hmm.
know? I like things that are bad for me.
So do you have to eat healthy, or do you like dabble in, like, are you a vegan or anything?
No, I'm not a vegan. If I'm eating healthy, which I just, you know, scarf down a donut. That
me too, and I regret it so bad. How bad do you feel?
I know they bake those donuts every week.
I haven't had a donut in like 10 years, y'all.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you had one today.
Because I was
starving.
Did you
get like a sugar high or anything?
No, it actually made me sleepy. Like, almost like comfort food. I'm like,
really? Well, that's because you're tired anyway. She slept 12 hours and she's
yeah.
tired.
You slept 12 hours?
12 hours yesterday. I went to bed at 8.
Now, it's your... Because they can say there's a combination of things. Like, it can be your mattress, all kinds of things where you're not getting rest
right.
when you're sleeping. Because
right.
that's bad.
Yeah, no, I'm, like, exhausted right
but
now.
But they do say, you know, if you sleep over 8-9 hours, then you get groggy
mm-hmm.
and things like that, you know?
Yeah, like, it almost feels like I have jet lag.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, right now I feel like I have jet lag. Like, I feel like
it's
10 o'clock
much.
At night.
You see, my back starts to hurt. If I sleep too much, like, on a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I sleep, like, 10 hours
you
or something.
You need to get an egg crate.
An egg crate? No, I have a great mattress. I mean, it's a great mattress. I just think the body, my body, can't take too much of that sleep.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I could lay in a bed all day.
Oh, I could too, but I hate missing out on the
life.
On life.
I sleep like 5 or 6 hours.
That's about me.
I was up taking our roommate who's staying with us to the train station, and
mm-hmm.
then I was at the gym at 6 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
So I
there's discipline.
But I'm saying
you.
Is, mm-hmm. but it was just because it's like I'm up. I might as well do something useful,
right?
Instead of flipping through the channels, like I taped Scandal. I'll watch that this afternoon.
Oh my God! Like, please, I used to watch that religiously, and then I just like, you remember how she got pregnant? And it was that like long ass, like almost a year break, and I just never went back. But I know it's the final season, so I'm kind of upset about it.
I mean, I think some of the stuff is just absolutely ludicrous. Like,
yeah.
I love you. No, I don't love you. Oh, you know, I hate you. Don't touch me. Oh, it's just like,
yeah.
to me, the back and forth between the president and her is just about, I want to snap somebody's neck.
Right.
Like, come on. Another storyline. This is old.
Is What's Her Face really dead, or is that a setup?
Is Papa Quinn.
Quinn. Is she still? She's not dead, right?
No.
That's what I thought. And Papa Pope, is he dead yet?
No.
He's my fave. He's an incredible actor. Love him. Sam's like, what the fuck are you guys talking
about? Yeah, I never watched Game of Thrones. I don't know,
you would like it.
But it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
What it has to do with the president, too?
Yeah, this woman.
I'm tired of these shows. You know, I mean, House of Cards and all that.
I never watched that.
I never either.
I watched a little bit of it.
They killed him off, though, right? Because of his sex scandal?
Oh, they had to. But you're funny, you're saying this. I've pictured him sitting there chilling. To me, I picture the president sitting on the toilet tweeting. I picture the most foul, because he was just such a foul, disgusting person. I figure him, like, you know, sitting on the toilet tweeting, you know, like, I just...
While he has a glass of champagne on the sink.
Right.
And his toupee next to it. I wonder what he looks like without the hair on.
I'm telling you.
It's not a toupee. It's just weird fucking hair.
No, that's a toupee.
And a bad one. Because I told you, he keeps saying he like knows black people. And he knew black people, they'd hook him up.
Yeah. That's definitely a toupee, Sam.
A bad one.
When he gets on the airplane, it like literally
lifts up.
Yeah.
I know, but I just think because he's got very thinning hair and he tries to cover certain spots.
That's definitely a toupee. He's a
billionaire. Had somebody pull it for him when he was running. Remember, like, who? Jimmy Kimmel, one of those. Like, he had him pull his hair, and it was fine.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could get a toupee and have it be, like, really on there tight.
He should just
get a hair transplant. That's enough.
That's what I don't understand. You have all the money in the world, and you wouldn't fix your hair. I mean, what is wrong with you?
He's always so orange.
Yeah. The orange used to be a problem before he even ran into politics, I would say.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. You know?
Yeah, he's orange.
Orange. But listen, all I can say is I don't have to like him, but I think some of his policies are cool, are important, because I'm a conservative.
But some of his policy to me are going to kill us all, like messing with the ecosystem and all of that stuff. He's like, really, come on, you know, saying is, we don't need emissions. And I mean, really, some of his stuff is like just about making money, and he's going to kill us all.
I wish Leonardo DiCaprio ran for president.
Who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm being dead
serious. Like, he's really for the environment. Like, he does a lot to help, like, prevent global warming.
Right.
I'm like, can you just run for president? You haven't been in a movie in 25 fucking years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing now? Yeah. Chilling on the beach with models.
My thing is this. That's my problem is, yeah, he's good for the ecosystem.
But he doesn't know, like,
anything else. And that's my problem with people voting. A lot of people voted for Trump because it's like, oh my God, he doesn't believe in abortion. That one subject, and I know you may believe strongly in that, and there's all these other things that you miss, but he believes in this one thing, so you're going to vote for him? I have to have the whole picture.
Exactly.
The whole picture, and I'm not a person who's like, oh, well, they're a Democrat, so I'm just going to blindly vote for them. Right. I wouldn't have blindly voted for Hillary. I wasn't a fan.
Right.
So I'm saying is I need to know what's your whole agenda.
Right, right.
And what's the lesser of the two evils. I need to know all of what's going on. And people do this one topic voting, and it's just like,
people do is they vote on a single issue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good. You're right. But I also realize that I don't have to... The president doesn't have to be a nice guy in order to manage this country. And I think so far as managing this country, he's done a good job. The economy is going. People respect our strength. People don't push us around anymore. A lot of things like that, you know. But
I don't agree with that.
Okay, well.
I'm saying is I think that he's going to have us where we have no allies. He is
nobody's going to have our back.
Right.
He's such a big bully
that we're going to go into, like, somebody's going to attack us and we're going to have nobody behind us because he just picks there's nobody who's immune. He's just a bully.
What I noticed, Lota, is when people talk about him, they're like, well, he will and he will and he will. But you don't know that, you know. I mean, you can't see the future. You don't know that he's going to lose our allies. Maybe some of them respect us more, you know. I mean, the thing is look like Saudi Arabia is caving in now and they're becoming more liberal and stuff because they realize that you don't fuck around. You don't fuck with America, you know. And I think that's something that we've lost over the years. But look, these are opinions. And I tell you why I don't like talking politics, because nobody changes anybody's opinions.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening even, you know?
Right.
It's just so, what's the point? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it just creates like animosity and shit like that, because it is about serious issues, you know? And look, and all I can say is during this election, I was a Republican before he came around, okay? And I think a lot of things had already been bad, like we've been divided already when he came on the scene. You have to think about that, okay? We had 8 years of Obama, but when he came on the when Trump arrived, we were already divided. Because if we weren't, we'd be able to vote or to elect somebody who can appeal to both sides. But they didn't, you know? It's like we went to two extremes here, and... You know, and that's what happens, you know, so people can't, like, agree on shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the situation is, you know, the Republicans had, like, 18 candidates in their primaries. Trump was just one of them. He was not on my top five at all. But what do you do when you're stuck with him and Hillary Clinton? You know, I mean, I was opposed to what Hillary has done for a long time. I thought Obama was not a good president, but that's my opinion. I thought he was a great person, a great communicator. He's a very nice person, but as a president, I think he made some mistakes.
You said he's so a very nice opinion. Person?
Yeah. Obama?
Obama.
Obama.
I thought we were talking about Trump still.
No,
Wait,
I'm talking about Obama.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah. No, Obama was very nice.
Yeah.
But I think he made some mistakes. So.
Oh, he's just sitting on a beach somewhere enjoying life. Like, yeah, exactly. Glad I'm not in this mess anymore.
That's how it should be.
Oh, God. There's the funniest meme they have out now. And so it has Ryan sitting next to, standing next to Trump, and he has his hand like this, and the meme says, I'm just going to watch you get impeached from home now.
Well, yeah, because he's not coming back to Congress. Yeah, he's not.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny, yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, so far he's weathered everything. I've never seen so many attacks on the president as now, and investigations and shit. But he's managed to last so far. I don't know how much
longer. Yeah, it's really weird. Like, I feel like every single...
But the only situation is... Yeah, but the problem is that he's been attacked on so many fronts, nobody can govern anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if it's just him or the critics, too, or whatever, you know, but...
What is the situation? They say, I hope this person, the baby is Mexican. Can somebody explain that to me? Because I've been looking.
What?
They're saying is something about he has a Mexican baby or.
Yeah. I have no idea. I have no clue.
Who, Trump does?
Yeah, supposedly someone in his camp paid somebody off because he had an illegal, like, baby with a Mexican. Maybe that's why he wants to put the wall up. I don't know.
What?
Holy cow. Well, I'm just saying is. This guy, I understand, is like always invading his personal space, blah, blah, blah. But nobody pays somebody off. Like, why would I pay Stormy Daniels off if it's not
true
for you?
Right.
Fooling around with her. Otherwise, I told people, said, oh, well, was she accused him of sleeping? Well, thank you. I wish I was a blonde. Then I can just accuse you and get $130 million.
Right.
I mean, $130,000.
Which isn't like a lot of money in retrospect.
But I'm saying, who's paying somebody $130,000 because they. Accusations that aren't true.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
But that was when he was still a businessman, okay? He wasn't a politician at the time. And to be honest with you.
But isn't that extortion?
The fact. What?
Paying somebody off to shut the fuck up?
No, that's not extortion. No.
That's not a crime?
No.
To give someone money to be like, shh, keep your mouth closed.
Right. Don't sue me or don't tell people that. There's nothing illegal about it.
No.
The point is that I don't really care what he did because I mean, to say that Trump fucked around is not a surprise.
Yeah, that's, you know, how he got each of his wives.
Right. You know, I mean, we knew.
And every one of them.
We knew who he was. It's not like we didn't know, you know. I mean, he had the money. He was manipulative.
I mean, hello, he had a reality show.
But why are we...
You're fired.
But why are we given, even a platform for Stormy Daniels? I mean, who the fuck is she anyway? She's a porn star, you know?
No, to me, it's like she worked it to her advantage. I'm just upset that I'm not blonde because I would just. He slept with me too. I need money.
Right, literally. Shit, there's he slept with me.
And fame. I mean, think nobody knew her before this. So a lot
she'll
of
die out like her, within
her
next week.
Her whole entire budget for the whole entire movie she's done. Ethan was talking about it. Her whole entire platform of all the movies she's done is probably not the budget for $130,000 that she got.
Right,
that's great because they probably did like a home.
And that was only tea. Then. Now, what about all the fame she's getting now and everything? You know,
I think that'll die down stuff, real soon.
Her
though.
Stuff is gonna sell like crazy. I'm telling you, like people probably start buying her movies and all that shit. You know,
yeah.
And that's what she wants. You know, she's gonna obviously write a book about it all that stuff. So that's what I'm saying. You know, so look, I just think it is a big swamp in Washington right now. I don't think there's many saints there right now. Let's put it that way.
No, but Danny, I got you. We're gonna do your campaign and start your money rolling in.
Right.
Didn't you? I mean, you were probably like 50, but didn't you sleep with Trump?
Yeah.
Oh my God. No one could even pay me. Like, he couldn't even pay me. If he was like, I'll give you $1 million, I'd say, I'm all set. Thank you.
I'm busy.
Like, I couldn't. Oh my God. I'd be dead after. Like, I would just be a dead soul inside after. Like, just every time I showered, I'd be like, you slept with Trump. You are a piece of shit.
So, anyway, let's talk about some more fun stuff. I'm going to Hawaii.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
And
where?
I'm going to Kauai, to the island of Kauai, which apparently is the oldest island in Hawaii.
It doesn't have any active volcanoes, right?
No.
Okay.
Not only that, though, but it's so lush and beautiful. They've made so many movies there because of the geography and the way everything's so beautiful there. You know, it's like a rainforest and mountains and cliffs and beaches. Mm-hmm. And you just get everything, you know. And they say if it rains on one side of the island, take the cargo to the other side. It's sunny, you know. And things
it's
like
beautiful.
That. And they're saying in the middle of the island where you can't really reach in the mountains there, they're saying you get like 4,000 inches a year.
Of what?
Rain.
Oh, is that a rain. Lot?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of rain.
But no one can get there?
No, people don't get there, so it's always moist. But the area around it is pretty wet, too, you know? I mean, there's nothing to sneeze about as far as that. But
if anybody you're going with, my advice is do not hike in white shorts.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What happens?
I went there, an ex-boyfriend, a long time, many years ago, and I was hiking in white shorts. What an idiot. And there's like this red clay sand, right?
Yeah.
So I
That's
fell.
That's what I heard. Wow.
On my butt. You know what happened.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it never came out.
Yeah.
Really?
No white shorts. No light shorts.
I don't know if I would wear shorts, period, on a hike.
Right. Wouldn't you want to wear long pants because of bugs and shit like that? And
yeah, it just gets so hot.
Yeah.
It gets so hot there.
It does. But that's the thing. I'm not going to take long hikes, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll take like up to an hour hike. That's about it.
Right.
At the time, you know.
Right.
But unless it's just something where you just walk around, you don't really walk with a purpose, you know. You check out the plants, whatever's going on, waterfalls, you jump in the water.
But that's the part. It's really, really wet.
Right.
It's really wet. So you want to hike the waterfalls, which is next to the beach, and it's a beautiful hike and it's beautiful views, but it's really, really wet. I don't even know. You'd have to talk to your travel agent ahead of time to get the right shoes, because
I'm reading about it all the time. No, I've got it all down, believe me. I got it all down.
I would just drink pina coladas, tan, swim with dolphins, tan some more.
Everybody does something else, though, but there's just so much to see that I can't see myself lying for more than 30 minutes at a time. But
that's all you need, really. The sun is so powerful.
Right.
There.
So we're going to take, you know, so it's not like I'm just going to veg on the beach. Mm-hmm. We'll veg on different beaches.
Right.
We'll hike. We'll do whatever, you know. There's just so much to do. And it's only 4 days there, you know, four nights, 5 days. But one day is like you lose coming back and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, so guess what? At first, I couldn't find anybody to go with, right?
Ooh.
I said, I'm fucking going alone. So that was the plan. Then a friend of mine said he'd join me. So that's great, right? So I got the trip planned for next week. Yesterday, I talked to my son. And he's like, hey, I want to go. So suddenly, instead of no partners, I have two. I said, great, come on down. Come with us. So I just said, I didn't ask you because I thought of school. You couldn't go. He's like, fuck school, I'm coming.
Yeah, Hawaii school, yeah. Hawaii.
Exactly. And he says, I wanted to go for so long. And then this morning, sort of like I expected it, I got a cancellation from my friend. Oh. So it's now my son and me alone.
Oh, what a nice trip that's going to be.
Right?
Wow.
A bonding
trip. Did your friend already book his ticket?
Yeah, we had it booked, but I'm smart. I booked an insurance that lets you change.
The name
and
on
get
it.
100, no, get 100% money back if you cancel.
Wow. Yeah, that's smart. Yeah. A lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, it was like $80 or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so worth it.
Right? Yeah.
Now, is it? I have a question because I want to take Sean to Hawaii because I haven't been to Hawaii since I was pregnant with her. Mm. And I said, oh, you loved it. We went surfing and everything. She goes, it doesn't count, Mom.
It doesn't.
So is it better or cheaper to go like right now versus like in the summer or the winter?
What's summer's going to be, of summer's course, gonna be more like, expensive. Yeah. In fact, they're saying the best time is between now and June. So that gives you about just May to go. So I'm going next week. That's April still. But I noticed also as you wait for the date to get closer, it gets more expensive too.
Yeah, yeah.
So because they run out of rooms, so then they give you more expensive rooms and everything costs more. The flight also, I mean, compared to last week the flight was $370.
Oh,
but
nice.
Not for my son.
Round trip.
And now for my son, it's $480, you know, so a week later.
That's $100 something.
Yeah.
Almost $200.
But that's because I already had it booked. If not, we would just waited another week to go.
Right, right.
And then it would have been fine.
Right.
But at any rate, and I did that, and I did that with, I did insurance on the car too, which normally you don't do, but, you know, I figured, look, for $10 a day.
The rental,
$50, and I don't have to worry about anything, even though I have my own insurance. You know, people tell you, oh, you have your own car insurance, don't get that.
Yeah, I still get it though.
But it's so cheap
that
it's worth it rather than start dealing with everything.
Yeah, and also too, you don't have to worry about your deductible.
Right, exactly, you know. So for that amount of money, screw it. You know, and you're driving a car that's not yours, you know, so, yeah, you don't know what could happen.
Yeah, exactly. I
crazy
would do the same
drivers,
thing.
You know, so, yeah, but we got it planned. Definitely Kauai. There's so much to see. Now there's apps that actually you can put on your phone, and then as you're driving, it gives you a GPS for the certain scenic drives, and it gives you, like, commentary on what you're seeing, you know, which is very cool. And, I'm looking forward to it. There's, like, zip lining through the jungle.
Oh, wow. They didn't have that then when I went.
Oh, yeah. That's not, like, a big thing.
Well, you
now.
See, I haven't been there in, like, 15 years either, you know? And it wasn't in Kauai the last time. So, Kauai I've been to once, and it was, like, 40 years ago.
And it was, like, to me, it was, like, really quiet. It was.
It
like,
was.
It's the honeymoon island, mostly, where people go to honeymoon.
Right.
Also, it's all couples.
Mostly.
No, not necessarily, but it's a kickback.
What is a more party island?
Maui or Waikiki?
I went to Waikiki, but I was filming, Oahu, so I didn't get like the full experience. Like they would not let us like go to clubs or anything.
Why?
Because we were filming. They won't let cameras inside. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to go for partying, that's a place to go.
So not Maui.
Maui has a little.
Maui's between Oahu, which is where Waikiki is, and Kauai, you know.
Wait, Oahu. Maybe I was at Oahu.
Oahu. Okay, that's, but that's the island.
That's
Waikiki.
What?
And Waikiki
does that
is
start
the
with
beach.
A, does that start with a W?
No.
Okay, no, I was at Waikiki then.
No, but Oahu. Look, Oahu is the island. Waikiki is the beach on the island.
Oh.
So you were at both.
Okay, Okay.
She's not good at geography, but we try to help her here.
And I still don't get it. I'm like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that look on your face like, oh.
So you definitely should not rent a car when you go on a trip.
No.
Let somebody else drive.
I wonder if they have Uber there.
Probably.
Yes. They do?
Yeah.
I want to go back so bad. I want a girl's so trip, beautiful. Though.
A bad day in Hawaii is better than being here. I mean, you know, even a rainy day in Hawaii.
Right.
It's just beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Just
the bugs out there are so, like, insane, though.
Oh, I get stung by a mosquito there, and it welts to about, like, 2 inches. Yeah. I have to go to the doctor. It's, like, so bad. Mm-hmm. Their mosquitoes are horrid.
Huge. And they're big. I'm like, what the hell?
Where's that? In Hawaii?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Every time I've gone to Hawaii, about, I get stung by a mosquito.
Did you stay on a resort?
Where you went. Huh? Yeah.
Did you stay in a resort or like in a house?
I stayed in a resort every time.
Really? And there's still mosquitoes there? They should have like, well, like maybe precautionary not in the resort, measures.
Maybe not in the resort, but when you go out and you hike, mm-hmm. that's where the mosquitoes are.
Yeah. I don't know if I would leave a resort these days.
Why?
I don't know. The world is just so fucked up.
Not in Hawaii. Let me tell you. But America. You know what? I was just reading about Cancun, how many murders they're having there because
of... And disappearances.
And they're saying, look, you may not be targeted as a tourist, but you could be just a standby and get shot or shit, you know?
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, my girlfriend, she had invited me. Actually, they just left yesterday, and it's a mother and three kids. And she texted
me. No husband.
She's divorced, and she landed, and she texted me and said, we got here. But she's Spanish, so she speaks the language.
Right.
So I'm hoping to God everything's great and she has a good time. But she's going to an all-inclusive. But they have these reports of these people, like, they're putting, like, this bad alcohol. So they're getting people, like, tourists, like, really messed up and then taking their money and stuff.
Right.
On the resort.
Yeah. Different resorts, yeah.
Like, people that work there, like bartenders and shit?
Yeah, they put, like it's, like, almost, like, I can't believe... I'm not really a big alcohol
person. Like what they put in the drinks. I remember that article. Yeah,
like roofies?
Mickey's. They had some kind of alcohol they're putting in, like, cheap. Like, you're paying for, like, you know, like, high-end alcohol, but they're giving you, like, almost, like, alcohol you... used like to disinfect garbage, a cut, and that stuff in your system like really messes you up. It's killed people. It's like giving you like really bad like hangovers or put you out,
right.
So they go
exactly.
in and they take
like
your money.
Exactly, like it puts you out. You know,
I mean,
you're like,
yeah.
I was reading,
and they
about
keep on
too.
Like keep. Oh, you want another one? You want another one? Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's why I'd rather stay in the States when I travel. That's all I can say. Or maybe Europe, but that's about it. You know, Mexico. You can't pay me enough. I don't care that Cancun is so beautiful
and cheap. Now.
And right, and cheap, and Baja is cheap and beautiful. But I don't want to go there. I don't want to
Right, because
be
they don't regulate their people. I mean, she got a deal, I think, the four of them total, and which is an all-inclusive resort with food and drinks and flight for like $2,500. Like, you can't beat that with a stick.
No.
And but her kids are like old, not little kids. They're like
That's
teenagers.
For how many people?
Right.
2,500? Four people.
That's
right.
So good.
But the place is like... It's scary and sketchy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it's a beautiful resort,
and the
maybe,
drinking
and
age
nice
is 18,
hotel.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But
I want to go to Tulum though. It looks so nice there.
Where's that?
That's in Mexico. Like every Tulum? Single person I follow on Instagram goes there like once a month. I'm like, what the hell?
Really?
Yeah, it looks absolutely incredible.
I mean, I haven't been to Cancun in God 20 years. When I went, it was wonderful. It has white sandy beaches.
Yeah, so
it's
nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's the only place in the world that I got sunburn. As an African American, I'm thinking, oh, I'm not need sunscreen.
Right.
I don't need sunscreen.
Right.
You know? But the sun
it's
reflecting on the white sand and came back, I peeled like a pinto pony.
Wow.
Yeah. Hawaii, I got burnt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I got so many white spots on my skin. Yeah. Like those pigmentation spots.
I mean, but
spots.
Yeah, but I mean, your skin color has to do nothing with the fact that skin cannot handle a lot of sun.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what color you are, you know? I mean, sunburn is...
Yeah, but not many African Americans peel. Like,
no, maybe
ever.
Not peel, but you get sunburned where you can...
I've only
where it's painful, you know?
That's the only place I've ever gotten sunburned.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been to like a lot of hot places, and the only place I've sunburned was Hawaii. I got like burned, though. And then I got a ton of those white spots all over my legs.
That's what I'm saying.
Trip.
It's like,
yeah.
I was like, ooh.
My shoulders were like flaking. I'm like, this has never happened to me before. And I'm half white, but I still don't really sunburn. My mom goes outside though. Ooh, that bitch is red. I'm like, wow. She'll go for like 5 minutes. I'm like, wow. That sucks.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the only place that ever happened to me. And I was like thinking, oh my God, look at this golden brown, blah, blah, blah. I went to take a shower. My skin was falling down the drain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm excited. I'm not looking forward to the 6-hour flight each way. That's kind of.
When are you going again?
Next Monday. Not this coming Monday. No, I mean Sunday. Not this coming
This Sunday?
Not this Sunday.
Next Sunday.
22nd.
22nd. And then you come back Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So we'll be back here Friday.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I can't
and
wait,
to
man.
To me, the father-son thing, that's going to be cool.
See, so it worked out for the best. And not only that, but I haven't been to a trip where I just totally disconnected from everything. I'm not taking any screens with me. I'm going to have a phone for sort of emergency, but that's about it. You know, no Facebook, no emails, no nothing. Even though I'm going to be back, I'll have like 2,000 emails waiting for me. But but other than that, well, a lot of it is spam, but still you have to go through it.
Yeah, and delete, yeah.
Right, and things waiting to be done and so far, so forth. But the bottom line is, hey, I feel I deserve one. A vacation, even not too long. I mean, I'd go for 2 weeks if I could.
Oh, my God. I would love to go to Hawaii for two weeks. Holy shit.
Wow. Wow, disconnecting. Yeah. You ever see those Facebook posts where they say, oh, if you had to stay in this house with no internet, blah, 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 for like $500,000, would you do it? I was like, how fast can I go?
Right. Literally. Literally. That's yeah, but true. Somebody, I watched a video on Facebook like maybe 2 months ago, and there was some guy who kind of did that. He was getting paid to do it, and he couldn't leave his apartment, but he also had no social media. Yeah. But he was getting paid, I think, like $6,000 or $7,000 to do it. And by the end of it, it was only for like 7 days, you guys. By the seventh day, it was like almost as if he lost his mind.
Really?
Yeah, because they were doing like an experiment.
But if he had to stay at home, I can understand that.
I could easily do that. Too. No one would even know that I was disappeared for 7 days. Gabby, obviously. Bye-bye, Gabby. Yeah, bitch, I'm doing this for $7,000. I'll holler at you after.
Like, bye-bye.
Yeah. But like, he was like literally losing it. Like, because what part of the rule was you can't have anyone over. So no one can come in and out. Like, it's not like you can have your friends over. Because how are you going to get in touch with them anyway?
So it's like Big Brother. You can't get out, but you don't have people with you either.
Completely by yourself. So he stocked the fridge before the thing started.
So you can't watch TV, right?
No, he could watch TV. He just couldn't.
Get a journal and start writing some thoughts.
If I could watch TV.
Be reading all day.
I mean, or read books.
He got his check, but he was like a lunatic. By the time the people came into his apartment and was like, hey, it's a wrap, he had like lost it.
Well, I'm sorry, he has issues.
Yeah, 110%.
Oh, speaking of reading, I read this amazing book. I had the I interviewed the author. Her name is Pamela Samuels Young, and is about human trafficking. It is such riveting. Wow. It's a mystery. She was a lawyer, and then she turned author, and it was so good. As a parent, I was like, I encourage all parents to read this book. I'll just give you the premise. It starts off. So this girl whose mother is overprotective, her father died, defending our country.
Yeah.
So her mother's been kind of mentally ill ever since, you know, dealing with her husband. She'd had to stay with her grandmother for some time, and now she's back with her, but she's overprotective. Her whole life is her daughter. She doesn't let her have social media, you know, she doesn't do a lot of things. So her daughter's like, no way, I'm gonna have a life instead of like my mother. So she gets on a secret Facebook account. She meets this guy named Jared. Oh. Jared, talks to her for a while. He's, you know, the son of a principal in this, you know, near her, gets straight A's like her, all of this stuff. So they're going to secretly meet finally the love of her life. She's, you know, never seen except for the pictures on Facebook. So she said his brother is going to pick us up, take us somewhere, and then drop us off at school so we won't be late. Tells her mother she has to leave early. Goes to meet Jared. She goes to the car, and the brother who's there to pick her up says, wow, he doesn't look like Jared. Maybe they have different fathers. You know, she justifies it.
Right.
Then goes to the Escalade, you know, tinted windows, looks inside. There's no Jared. This is crackhead. And before she can even like, whoa, what's going on? Her legs are flipped up and she's dumped in the car and sent off to be human trafficked. That is how quick it can happen. And this is not some runaway, you know, foster kid. This is a good girl.
Right. Wow.
It's crazy.
Okay, did the mom kick ass and find her daughter? Is that like the premise of the book or?
Her uncle. It's really, you have to, it's really
good. Is it like some Taken shit? The uncle's like, oh, hell no.
Right. But, you know, and this doesn't just happen here, you know. This is related. That's why I brought it up. It's kind of depressing. But the murder and rape of an 8-year-old inflames religious tensions in northern India. So this is in India again, some kind of like outrageous rape, okay? But this time of an 8-year-old. Okay. And I mean, and who does that? Who does that other than fucking animals? And of course, it's like Muslims and Hindus again and all this shit.
This book that she wrote.
Right.
There is a market for 10-year-olds.
Right.
And this stuff we're talking about in this country, in this state. And they have them like sitting there. They take them. What they usually take is people who are in foster care or who are in broken homes or runaways because they figure nobody's looking for them. Her, they had targeted her but had miscalculated that she didn't have anybody. But usually, nobody's looking for them anyway. That's and we're true. Talking 10-year-olds, and we're talking about American citizens who are going to pay for these children. Like, who gets excited looking at a 10-year-old? I mean, the guy said,
a bunch of weirdos.
And like, she goes, oh, I don't know. She goes, oh, you don't have any movies I like. I'm thinking, ew, ew.
That's right.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like it's inhuman to do things like this to a person that's not prepared for something like this. And then they murder her on top of everything else. Well, they may as well murder her after doing something
like this.
They murdered her mind. Because this was like gang rape of an 8-year-old, repeatedly.
Ugh.
And, you know.
Who can get it? I mean, that's what I'm saying. And to me, it's like a regular man cannot get excited.
Right.
Looking at a baby.
So it tells you maybe
disgusting.
Because they are saying it's religious and all that, maybe they just wanted to really degrade and the other side, you know what I'm saying? To really make him feel like, because, you know, rape is a tool of war, or at least it used to be, but I believe it still is, although we don't have that many wars, but whereas, you like rape an entire village to make it a point that you're the victor there, you know? And or the spoils of the war for the soldiers. I mean, you read about this in almost every fucking war.
Right, right.
You know? Mm-hmm. They had those, like, Japanese sex slaves and shit, World War II.
That's creepy. And to me, it's like, even to me, the guys that are in jail says, like, oh, I'm going to rape him because, you know, it's not because I'm gay. It's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want a man's butt, if you put your penis in a man's butt, you're fucking gay.
Like, or if a penis goes into your butt and you're a man, you're gay.
Yeah,
to me, that whole thing is like, oh, it's not that. I just want to exert my power. It's like,
right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So most guys who do that to me beat somebody's ass.
Right.
Not the other way.
Well, yeah.
I know, like, man, I'm going to fuck you in the ass, you know? That's true. People do that. Did you hear that Ocean's 8 is going to come
out?
Yeah,
it's all female cast. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Pretty cool,
and now
right?
Is it a mockumentary of the movie?
No.
It's serious.
It's like she's probably related to him. That's why she has the same name.
No,
but she comes out of prison.
Yeah.
And she's got
her dad.
It is her dad?
Yeah.
Oh,
so what
okay.
Who's in the cast?
Sandra Bullock.
Rihanna.
But how can Sandra Bullock be the daughter of George Clooney? That doesn't make sense.
Maybe sister.
Sister.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if it's like a fast forward, though.
I said family, you know?
Yeah, but they're related, for sure.
Sandra Bullock is in that, and
Rihanna.
Kate Blanchett, and Rihanna. So there's eight of them. And
it's a badass cast.
Yeah, and they're planning a heist or something, you know?
Has anybody seen this new series that's about three women that go around and
no, but I see. I know which one you're talking about, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, there's like a new series where these girls go around pulling off jobs, and I'm like,
but they're older, right? They're moms,
right?
Because they're like struggling. The husband's left, cheating. Right. Like they're like, damn, we can't pay for our kids like tuition. Now we just gotta rob people.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten into it. It doesn't seem like a show that I would like watch for more than one episode.
Yeah,
but I do want to watch Splitting Up Together, Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Is that good?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it this weekend because I have no plans because everyone's at Coachella.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, folks, we're out of time. Laura, thank you as always for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
You're so much
me.
Fun. You know, at least we can always count on you to save our asses here sometimes when we're with no guest on Friday. But it's a pleasure to have you. And how can people get a hold of you if they want to on social media, whatever?
On Twitter and Instagram, it's Modern Mom 101. And on Facebook, it's Loda Hadley.
There you go. Danny, how can people find you if they want to?
Instagram, XXO Danielle. That's all.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, pretty much.
She's got a pretty limited world of IG. Thank you all for joining us.
Beautiful pictures.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.